And the world. KTHV, Channel 11, joins with CBS to present the CBS Evening News, Monday through Saturday at 5:30, Sunday at 10:10 p.m. Direct to you from CBS Television, only on KTHV, Channel 11. Beginning a new decade with a new sound. KAAY, 50,000 watts from Little Rock, Arkansas. This weekend, be at Hub City Dragway.
It's the 7th annual Mississippi State Championship race. Cars from 5 states run for $3,000 in cash prizes and trophies. See White Lightning, the AA gas dragster, run 180 miles an hour in the quarter. Fred Sibley's US-1 jet car with a 10,000 horsepower engine runs 180 miles an hour down the quarter. Saturday, gates open at 11, eliminations at 6:30. Sunday, time trials 9 till 2, races at 2 p.m. All Saturday money winners run Sunday's last round at Hub City Dragway in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Bill North with Program 70.
Come on without, come on in. You'll not see nothing like the mighty wind. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty wind. Everybody's building ships and boats. Some are building monuments, others are jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on out.
Big K for 1970 either. Sounds of the Fillmore program, 3 minutes after nine, as we continue along life's long journey with music on a weekend.
This is Program 70 with music power.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, it's number 2 this week on 1090. Who's going to stop that rain? Outside is raining 49 degrees in Little Rock.
Yeah. Dig that, Creedence Clearwater. Back again with a big hit, 9:05. It's time to have you along on this Super 70 Saturday night with Super Sub here, Phil North, on a weekend. 10:90. Drive carefully out there. Buckle up those safety belts. Remember, it is raining, and the streets are very hazardous and slick. And remember, Comex News at 25 with Mary Donald reporting.
If you like meeting people, all kinds of interesting people, and you like being on the move, why not combine the two in a satisfying job as a Dixie Yellow Cab driver? You can be your own boss, set your own hours, and enjoy the freedom of doing what you want when you want to. Requirements are that you know the city and you're over 21. That's all. Check into the advantages of being a Dixie Yellow Cab driver. Apply today at 523 West Markham.
As crisp as the winter wind, K-A-A-Y, Little Rock.
A touch of the Tony Super Gold Get Command Performance.
Esco Get Command Performance.
Your Command Performance Gasoline.
Esco Gasoline. What a way to go.
Your Command Performance Gasoline.
Super Gold Esco.
Yeah, cloudy with rain likely tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain. Decreasing cloudiness tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy Monday. No important temperature changes. Our low tonight near 48 degrees and high tomorrow 62. Low tomorrow night 52. Probability of precipitation at 60% tonight, 40% tomorrow.
Right now, let's dance. Dance to all that music with Sly, the Family Stone, 49, Light Rain, and Little Rock, the Phil North Show.
Little Rock, K-A-A-Y.
The Lemon Tree, a delightful place to shop for incense and burners, patchouli oil, unusual earrings, and popular woven Greek shoulder bags. The Lemon Tree in Tanglewood Center.
It's the real thing in the back of your mind. What you're hoping to find. It's the real thing. It's the real thing.
Real life can bring.
9:10 on the Phil North program. Howdy to Ken and Tom tonight, and Roseanne and Mike, and a special hi to Dana and Cliff and Leslie and Danny and everybody digging it. Moira and Jay also, and Carrie and Dan and Mitch and Sherry and David, all these people who were, I guess, fortunate enough to get in on the line. It is quite busy tonight. We're happy, very happy that everybody's listening on KAY to the Phil North program with music by a gentleman by the name of Jimmy Cliff. Hey, walk right into my life now.
Come into my life. Come into my life.
Jimmy Cliff tonight at 9:13. Come into my life on KAAY, the Phil North program, on a Saturday weekend 70.
And here we go again. They're spreading. How do you keep pimples from spreading?
Don't aggravate pimples and spread skin germs all over your face. Help clear them up with Physohex. Wash with a medicine. Surgeons do. Surgeons use Physohex regularly to cleanse their hands thoroughly, to de-germ the skin, and build up resistance to new germs for hours after rinsing. This is the sensible, medical way to fight off pimples. No ordinary skin cleanser, no cover-up will yield lasting antibacterial protection as effectively as Physohex. It's not a soap. In fact, not even medicated soap can do as much for your skin as Physohex. Germ fighter, grease fighter, helps clear up pimples. Yes, gentle enough for babies. Physohex.
Teens on time. Hey, friends, neighbors, in college basketball tonight, Arkansas 78 over Texas 61 in high school, the state tournament, Class B at Little Rock. Even Carver, Stephens Carver, 63, Greenbrier, 59. Right now, everything's just about the same with the association on 1090.
Stop for a moment just to see where you're going. Thank you.
September 1969.
The old Kentucky home. September 69 was the sound of the Rascals at 9:19 on the Fillmore program at 10:90. Yeah.
Everybody sing it.
Yeah. Love that. Beautiful music on 10:90. Good old rock and roll sound to KAY from Little Rock, Arkansas. Cloudy with rain continuing through tonight. Cloudy with the rain tomorrow. It's the thunder of rain tomorrow. Yesterday is decreasing cloudiness tomorrow night, however. Becoming partly cloudy Monday. And no important temperature changes. Our highs tomorrow continue in the lower 60s, which is not awful bad, I guess. And lows tomorrow night, the lower 50s. Probability of precipitation, 60% tonight and decreasing to 40% tomorrow. Right now in the Little Rock area, we have 49. That's 49 degrees and cloudy, rainy-looking skies, huh?
From Fort Dodge, Iowa. To the Northwest Territories. This is KAAY, Little Rock.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it. But you better hurry, cause it may not. Yeah.
Finger on 1090 Radio, Sounds of Here It Is, Come and Get It. Come to Be Free, 922, Sounds of Rick Nelson in the Comics News at 25. Hanging in there with the Fillmore program for a Saturday night.
Did you ever want to go where you've never been before? Did you ever want to know things you've never known before? I'll take you there with me, and maybe then you'll see to be free.
Currently 49 degrees under cloudy and rainy skies. Good evening. This is Mary Donnell with Comics Contemporary News in Little Rock. The National Endowment for the Arts announced today in Washington a grant of $3,000 to Belsmick Brigham of near Horatio. Brigham is among 41 writers from 17 states to receive the grant, which ranged from $1,000 to $3,000. Endowment Chairman Nancy Hanks said, and we quote, "These small awards, most of them to younger writers, whose work has gone unnoticed, will serve as fellowships, permitting them the time and modest resources to further develop their talent and encourage them in pursuit of their careers." An Associated Press count shows that one person has been killed on the Arkansas Highway since the weekend began yesterday at 6 p.m. State police say a Polk County man, 59-year-old Gene McNutt of Cove, was killed today when the pickup truck he was driving collided with a tractor about 15 miles north of DeQueen on U.S. Highway 71. The death count ends tomorrow at midnight. A robbery in Conway. Roger Hager reports for Comics News.
Police are searching for a lone gunman who held up a Conway service station attendant last night and escaped with more than $1,000. Conway authorities say the gunman surprised the attendant, 17-year-old Tom Kevlin, as he was locking up the station last night. The bandit forced the attendant to the back of the station where he bound and gagged the youth to a light pole. The robber grabbed the money out of the attendant's pocket and fled. The robbery was discovered by station owner Bob Lloyd about 30 minutes after the bandit escaped. This is Roger Hager in Conway reporting for Comex News.
The public information officer for the state police, Sergeant Jim Wooten, said today that state troopers and Pulaski County authorities had raided the Blue Room Lounge on the New Benton Highway and arrested two persons. He said that communications equipment and other bookmaking paraphernalia were confiscated in the raid. Wooten said 32-year-old Snow Tracy of Benton and Jesse Curtis in his early 30s of Little Rock were charged with keeping a gambling house. He said the raid was conducted on a search warrant issued by Little Rock Municipal Judge William Butler. The State Racing Commission has asked for information on whether the holders of controlling interest in Southland Racing Corporation have had any connection with Cosa Nostra figures. The chairman of the commission, Guy Newcomb of Osceola, today at Hot Springs, asked Alston Jennings, a Little Rock attorney who represents Southland, for information on financial transactions and backgrounds of officers and directors of High Park Incorporated of Buffalo, New York. High Park holds 46% of the stock in Southland, which operates the dog racing track at West Memphis. The executive secretary of the Governmental Efficiency Study Commission says the commission did not expect its 1967 recommendations to be initiated immediately. The commission conducted a study of state agencies in 1967 and made 382 recommendations. The commission says the recommendations could save the state about $27 million. Governor Winthrop Rockefeller has directed the state agencies to report to the commission on the implementation of the commission's recommendations in each department. The commission will review the reports in May. And that's the report making contemporary news in Arkansas.
If the jolly green you-know-who ever takes a giant step up to a Minuteman carryout window, we're pretty sure he'll order a Big M. Minuteman's Big M is bigger and better than the average burger. So next time you have a bigger-than-average appetite, get yourself a Big M. Number 12 on the Minuteman menu. It's a whole lot better because it's from Minuteman.
When you're hungry, just remember, it only takes a Minuteman.
There's a Minuteman at 2029 South Main in Jonesboro and at 2101 Olive in Pine Bluff, and one near you.
COMEX weather calls for cloudy with rain likely tonight. Rain is tonight. Sunday cloudy with a chance of rain. Decreasing cloudiness Sunday night, becoming partly cloudy on Monday. Low tonight near 48, high Sunday 62. The high today was 55, the low this morning 49. In Little Rock right now, the winds are out of the east, southeast at 8 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.16 and rising. Rainy skies, 49 degrees in the capital city. This week's 1090 news tipper is Gary Wheat of Little Rock. I'm Mary Donald in Little Rock with COMEX Contemporary News. An information service of the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation.
For half an hour of news of the nation and the world, KTHV Channel 11 joins with CBS to present the CBS Evening News, Monday through Saturday at 5:30, Sunday at 10:10 p.m. Direct to you from CBS Television, only on KTHV Channel 11. Little Rock, 1970, KAAY. Little Rock, Arkansas. Bill North with Program 70.
Down, down, down.
The Who, May 1968 on 10-9-0 Radio, 9:33 as we get back to more music on the Fillmore program. Outside, still 49, light rain, boom, boom.
This weekend, be at Hub City Dragway.
It's the 7th annual Mississippi State Championship race. Cars from 5 states run for $3,000 in cash prizes and trophies. See White Lightning, the AA gas dragster, run 180 miles an hour in the quarter. Fred Sibley's US-1 jet car with a 10,000 horsepower engine runs 180 miles an hour down the quarter. Saturday, gates open at 11, eliminations at 6:30. Sunday, time trials 9 till 2, races at 2 p.m. All Saturday money winners run Sunday's last round at Hub City Dragway in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
KAAY. From now on.
Switched On Bach. To Switched On Rock.
7:37 coming, water to stop. Oh, won't you...
From the old to the new, your home record or tape library will need all the hits in order to make yourself a hit. The problem lies in finding them with ease. The easiest way is to write to Floyd's Record Shop. Floyd's is a panorama of great sounds. Write for their free record catalog. It makes for some groovy reading for groovy future listening. And for you 8-4-track taping cassette searchers, Floyd's also has free tape catalogs available. After making your selection, you can order your singles, albums, and tapes from Floyd's. Just send $1 each for singles, plus 25 cents for each dollar under $5 to cover postage and handling. The address is Floyd's Record Shop, Ville Platte. That's V-I-L-L-E-P-L-A-T-T-E. Ville Platte, Louisiana. Floyd's Record Shop.
Big game.
Walking through that country right now, the grassroots with more music on 1090. Saturday night, Fillmore program, 9:34 is our time. We go grooving now.
Groovy day, a sunny day, walking through the country. Just a breeze, and I feel at ease, walking through the country.
Through that country, beautiful music number 16 on the survey. Right now, the grassroots on 1090 Radio, KAAY.
Lock it to a little one, KAAY.
I want to tell you what's happening tonight in college basketball. Arkansas over Texas, which is unusual, I guess, 78-61. In high school, we have this score. State tournament Class B at Little Rock, the final score, Stevens-Carver. Let me put my teeth back in on that one. Stevens-Carver, 63 over Greenbrier, 59. That's all we have as far as high school or college basketball scores that we would be interested in this area. 9:37 is our time on 1090 KAAY, and we're going to check our Earl right now.
Command Performance.
Your Command Performance.
This is the end of the pain.
This is Program 70 with Music Power.
My Bellamy, you were a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy, après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer to all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you, I always do. That you amaze me by leaving me now to start anew. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Let's forgive my substitute a big cheer. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. For the man after him waits here. For the man after him waits here. My Bellamy, you were a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. Time that you thought that your only friend was me. You were the answer to all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me, believe me now, starting you. My Bellamy, let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Let's forgive my substitute a big cheer. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. For the man after him waits here. For the man after him waits here. My Bellamy, child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy, après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer to all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you, I always do. That you amaze me, believe in me now, the start of you.
Picking the sounds there.
My Bellamy, I'm in love with you.
My Bellamy, the tea set happening on KAAY at 18 now before 10 o'clock.
KAAY, 1090, Little Rock, Arkansas.
All you have to do to like it is try.
Dr. Pepper may be America's most misunderstood soft drink, but not for long.
I'm going to lay it on you now from 1964. Remember the sounds of Roy Orbison? Hey there, pretty woman. It's 9:42.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman. I couldn't help but see pretty woman.
of the few success stories of the year. He finally got the girl at the end. All righty, pretty woman. That's Roy Orbison on tonight. How are you doing there? How you? Well, what's your name again? He doesn't know. I think one of our wandering weekend announcers came through here.
We have a tour of the world. Kind of lonely time. You're talking about a rainy.
Hey, it's 9 minutes before 10 o'clock, and it's raining all over the world, according to Brooke Benton on 10.90. And we have some more scores coming in, ladies and gentlemen, who are interested in scores. But first, we have to have a jingle. K-A-A-Y, 10.90. Yeah. Bet you that was a goodie, wasn't it? All righty, here's a goodie. Central Baptist College of Conway, 71 over West Ark of Fort Smith, 69. That's another close game, and the final 2 points for Central Baptist College were made with 1 second left in the game. That is a close game. Yes, indeed. Yes, and the game was a determining factor as to which team would represent the Ozark Junior College Conference in a tournament to be held in Tulsa, Oklahoma, beginning March 2nd. Of course, Central Baptist College is the determining team right there. So congratulations to those people. I guess we ought to play them a record, huh? It's not very applicable. That's a big word I learned one time and don't know what it means anyway. Tema Harbor time. Now here's Mary Hopkins.